flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And I can't believe all the smiles on all the faces. Everywhere I look out here, everyone has these huge smiles on, Newell, and they're having fun. They don't know what day it is like you. Newell just asked me again during the break, what day is it? It's Wednesday. And for most folks, the party's really getting started here in New Orleans today. It's going to just keep growing and growing. And I got a smile on my face because we got Kenny Mayne here with us here in the host committee booth.
He's the author, actor, pitchman, filmmaker, and more. He's got a new film out called Wiffle Ball, and he will be at Caesars on the second floor this evening. I don't think there's
any... We're going to sell it out right now. Your audience.
Exactly. Well, there's no charge for admission,
that's
right?
That's a good deal. That helps.
I mean,
right
that,
away.
That ought to help, you know. But
so if you saw Kenny on ESPN Sports Center for 27 years, and this guy is hilarious, and tell us about what the show is going to be like tonight at Harrah's. And folks, literally, can
no Caesars.
I can't help that. Caesars. Well, they just changed it last week.
It's funny. Caesars. So I had a deal going with Caesars, actually. I've been down here a bunch of times. For a couple of years, I did promotions and commercials and this and that. I remember one commercial I was in. I was just to deliver my line to Archie Manning. Halle Berry's sitting next to him. You think I'm not going to say something to her first? Like, I'm not, you know, I love my wife. No, tonight at the Vesta Room at the Caesars Hotel, not the casino, but across. Right. And second floor, and I'm going to show my movie called Wiffle Ball. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And I'm going to do hopefully some jokes that work, and
a little stand up.
They work better than Monday in Las Vegas. And then afterward, you know, some Q&A. But the main point of the whole thing is to raise awareness about my foundation. It's called Run Freely. I wrecked my ankle playing football at UNLV a long time ago. I got this amazing device called an ExoSim in Gig Harbor, Washington. Gretchen and I started this foundation called Run Freely. RunFreely.org. And out of nowhere, this thing just happened. I was in Vegas to do my first ever stand-up, doing the same show, basically, at Kimmel's place. His guy got a hold of somebody at Caesars, got a hold of somebody here, told him to pitch. You know, we're giving him like 40 hours notice. Hey, on Wednesday night, anything going on this week?
No, nothing.
And they were absolutely generous and proud to do it. They're like, it's for veterans. Yeah. Let's do a cool thing.
The general manager there is a friend of mine,
oh, nice.
Samir Moad. Went to the same high school together.
Well,
great guy. He makes it happen.
Free shout out, Samir.
Yeah.
So he's the one who made it happen. And we're not charging to come in. We don't know how many are showing. It could be 10 people. It could be 200. We don't know. But whatever it is better than what it wasn't, right? Like
right,
if we raise $5, that's better than zero. These braces cost between $8,000 and $10,000. So every time we raise that much money, I call the guy in Washington State. Next guy up, next girl up, whoever it is.
These are essentially like a bionic attachment
essentially,
that you're making available to injured veterans.
Yeah, it's outside. You put it over your leg, then you put that in your shoe, and it displaces the pressure on your bad joint. So it doesn't fix anything, but it keeps you from having to have surgery or worse, like, you know, the ultimate.
Amputation.
Yeah. And my ankle sucks. I just showed you on the side. It's not great.
No.
I can get.
Kenny, it ain't pretty, baby.
I like to be barefoot the best. Flip flops is second best as far as not having pain later that day. If I wear a tennis shoe or a dress shoe, like I just have two or three better. So I've learned I have to always. Sorry, I'm wearing flip flops. People have a problem about that, but I don't care. So we're really excited. Last Super Bowl, I got Joe Montana, to show up at Bobby Flay's restaurant at Caesars.
Yeah.
And he threw seven passes. Right, Joe Montana. That, you know what?
He's on the screen behind
us. That's a sign.
Playing in the Super Bowl here in New Orleans.
That, and the Super Bowl where they beat Bengals, 1989, that's the tape that got me introduced to ESPN in the first, but it's all coming back. And Joe was a sweetheart. I told him 15 minutes in and out. Throw some passes, take some pictures. We get to call Gig Harbor and say, next veteran up. Mike Penix did the same for him. Dale Earnhardt helped out. Like, we've had so many cool people. I'm leaving out names, and I shouldn't. I'll just do it. Jamal Crawford, Gary Payton, Steve Largent, Jerry Rice, Lenny Wilkins.
Lenny Wilkins.
On and on and on. They've all either given their time or their name or they're the prize, you know. Mm-hmm. But what a cool thing that people now have a ball from Joe Montana and can say, I got a pass from Joe Montana, and in doing so, I helped a veteran get pain-free.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Incredible.
And we're doing it tonight in a different way.
So tell us about Wiffle Ball.
Wiffle Ball is going back to 1989, same year. Same year as that Super Bowl. Later, Ken Griffey's now a rookie playing baseball for the Mariners. I got Harold and Griffey to show up, Harold Reynolds, to show up at the Science Center just for a fun shoot. Just, I didn't even know what I was doing back then. Not quite as polished as you might have seen later at ESPN. But in the doing of this, we threw wiffle balls on a speed pitch. And all these years, I've told people I beat Griffey by 1 mile per hour. Griffey, 2 years ago, I run into him, and he brings up the day we threw wiffle balls. I'm like, wait a minute. He's like Willie Mays remembering something, you know, right? Griffey's Griffey. He's one of the greatest to ever play. Why is he still thinking about that stupid wiffle ball thing?
Because he lost.
Because he lost.
That's what I think. That's my premise. So now, was Griffey throwing as hard as he possibly can? I don't know.
Of course he was.
If you come to the event.
He's a competitor.
The eye test says I beat him. I'm going to say that. But it doesn't matter. So I make this dumb documentary. Let's get to the truth of what happened. That's the point of it. Ken Burns is in it.
Oh, really?
We got cool music. The president of Wiffle Ball. We got a science professor I hired to analyze the tape. Because I won't give up on my, I beat him. You know.
Is there a rematch in the future?
No, it's funny. Griffey did not want to be involved. I don't even know why, but it's okay. We have the old footage. It would have been cool to have him in the Michael Jordan Last Dance role, you know, sitting back like, you know, but we didn't get that. But we think it turned out pretty well. Like, most people who've seen it have given us good marks. Christopher Guest, who was just shooting Spinal Tap down here in New Orleans, he gave a good mark, so I'll take that. And that comes out in September, by the way. So we're proud of the movie. Now I just don't screw up the top and be funny on the Q&A, and it should be.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A good night.
And so for free tonight, show up at Caesars Hotel,
second floor,
and at Vesta. 8 o'clock.
is the name of the room.
The Vesta Room.
V-E-S-T-A, I believe, right?
I want to get there around 7.
Just I would get there 5 o'clock. The lines will start forming. That,
now they will.
You know what? It's going to be like a Pearl Jam concert. Yeah. Like first tickets available. It's, don't miss this event. I told the guy, what if this happens? What if we actually do a good job getting out the word and just a bunch of randos show up? And then now they got these million-dollar players that can't get in. You might need a special line for the high rollers, but whoever shows up, it'll be great. I already know, just counting friends who've said I'll be there, it's going to be whatever it is. If it's 30 people, we'll make fun of that. If it's 100, I won't make fun of it. I'll be proud of it. So
Kenny, tell us about your 27-year run with ESPN.
It was horrible. I had to quit at some point. No, it was great.
You left at the peak.
I had to beg my way in. I had that Joe Montana Super Bowl was, you know, my introduction to them. Got interviewed, did a tryout. I didn't get hired. Then I quit that job. Don't ask why. Then I assembled garbage cans. Then I sold prepaid legal insurance. Then I sold long distance for MCI. All the while thinking I'm going to go to ESPN. Like, and I remember distinctly I had a
garbage can. There,
I was a garbage man during college. So after I quit my TV job, about a month after the Griffey shoot, actually, I called the garbage man guy back. Hey, I just quit my job. You know, could I come down there and even a couple days a week would help out? And he's like, well, we don't use what you did anymore. We're down to one-man trucks because they got the claw, right?
Because, folks, just so you know, Kenny's a pretty big guy.
No, this is true.
I was in great shape.
I was the swamper is what they were called. So I would hang on the back of the garbage truck. He'd stop. I'd jump off with my big metal can, take their can, put it in my can, go to the truck, right? Did this, you know, 5 days a week. And that was summertime job. So this is now 10 years later, and the guy's like, the industry has passed you by, basically, is what happened. We have no use for you.
We have no use for your skill.
Yeah, but he says,
dumping
here's what
trash in the here, back of the truck.
Was that the most demoralizing time of your life?
Getting rejected by the garbage. I don't make fun of garbage. Garbage collectors are high on my list of important jobs. In
Absolutely,
society.
No doubt.
Never, and I respect them. But he said, what I do have for you is we need garbage cans made. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they come off a train. And there's 10 smashed together, and there's the wheels and the lid, and I'm not very mechanical. Like my Pinewood Derby, like Ralph Nader tried to stop that it was pretty bad. So, I made these cans. They probably are falling apart somewhere in South Seattle by now. And I ran out of cans. I was working so hard trying to make an impression, I burned through all the cans. And then I looked in the paper, and there was this advertisement back when you got jobs on a newspaper once, right? And it said marketing company. Television or radio experience a bonus, and I'm like, they're talking to me. I just quit a TV job. I was just making garbage cans, and it's they left out the tele part, so now I was literally selling prepaid legal insurance, which is actually a thriving company. People don't want to have an expensive attorney. It's just like buying insurance in case you need to.
He's still selling it, right? Yeah.
The value is remarkable. For $9.95 a month, we'll put it directly in your card. Can I bring my supervisor on the line? And so I then went to long-distance sales. Now, people don't understand what that means these days, right? It's like
just make
so
a phone call.
So in the olden times, people had phones, and you had to choose Sprint
with
or MCI or, whatever. Right. And I was trying to, you know, the toughest one there, I remember I went all the way down to Auburn, which is like a 30-minute drive from Seattle, and I'm thinking it's a big deal because they look like a big company. They had a lot of, you know, buildings, and we chit-chat about the Seahawks and, you know, like you do in sales calls. He pulls out his bill. They were billing like $8 a month. Like the most I was going to make was 50 cents. And I'm trying to pay bills. So I kept on. ESPN would call. Hey, Griffey hit 2 homers last night. Go interview him. Or Gary Payton scored 20-20. And I would fill what they needed. I was like a freelancer.
Right.
They
Absolutely.
Were stringing me. And they call it a stringer. And I did feel like I was being strung along. Like, I mean, there was
But eventually they realized what they had in you, and they put you on.
It took a while.
On SportsCenter.
They put me on ESPN2 and told me to have no aspiration of getting to SportsCenter. That's what they said. No, distinctly.
Don't even ask.
Don't even think about moving over to Channel 1. You're over here with the weirdos wearing blue shirts and talking about skateboarding. But they killed that show, and then they had me do a car racing show, RPM.
All right, we're almost out of time, so tell us, how did you
get on
ESPN?
What do you mean we're out of time? I have all day. I don't know why. You don't want another 9-minute commercial? All right, forget everything I said. Show up at Caesars.
How did you get on SportsCenter?
Because I got asked to be there. Like, they killed our ESPN2 show. I'm floating around the building. They're like, screw it. Let's have him try it one day.
Different guy had to be.
Yeah, let's throw him
Larry
in there.
Beal. Larry Beal was my first
Not
co-host.
The guy who told you had no aspiration. All
no.
Right.
No, that guy ended up liking me. He just said that at the beginning.
All Vesta, right, tonight.
Caesars.
Caesars,
hotel,
second floor.
The Vesta
8
room.
O'clock.
No charge. Free to get in.
Then
and
we're going to beat
this.
Money
more
out
of this.
You.
Absolutely.
No raise the power.
For a great cause.
Runfreely.org.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
What are you going to do for the next 5 minutes?
We're going to play commercials. We'll be back after this.
Enjoy these sponsors.